I had been asked for years to put together a sacred program, and I never really did it because I was waiting for something. And about 4 years ago, it dawned on me that what I was waiting for was not to be traditional. And I drew on everything that has been a part of my history in church and family life and singing life. And what I did was I put a program together that has prose, poetry, probably about 1,500 years of history, glorious texts from fantastic poets, lovely accompaniments. The first song that I sing is Paul Mann's "In So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come." And the first time I ever sang that was at Holden with Connie playing for the choir and Beanie directing. I have numerous things in this program, and the program, there are two printed over there which you may look through later. There are prayers, and what I really would like to say is that what I normally do with this is start in the very beginning and go all the way through and never stop. And there's no clapping, so it's rather seamless. And I've been told not to do this, but I'm going to ask you not to clap. So if you would mind just holding your applause until possibly at the end, I would appreciate it. There are several things like the Martin Luther From Heaven Above. That originally was a riddle that he wrote for his children. There were 15 verses. I think he wrote it in 1534 or something like that. And originally I had all 15 verses inserted in this program. So if you wish to look at those, you may. I'm only singing four this evening. So thank you once again for being here. And if you'd like, you may close your eyes. Take this as a meditation. Just take it as a gift. All shall be amen and alleluia. We shall rest and we shall see. We shall see and we shall know. We shall know and we shall love. We shall love and we shall praise. Behold, our end, which is no end.
Peace be to you and grace from Him who freed us from our sins, who loved us all and shed His blood.
little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Gave thee life and bid thee feed o'er the stream and o'er the mead. Gave thee clothing of delight, softest clothing, woolly bright. Gave thee such a tender voice, making all the vales rejoice. Little lamb, who made thee? Dost thou know who made thee? Little lamb, I'll tell thee. Little lamb, I'll tell thee. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb. He is meek and he is mild. He became a little child. I a child and thou a lamb, for we are called by his name. Little lamb, God bless thee. Little lamb, God bless thee. Forgot to tell you that these are seasons, and I started with Advent, and am still in Christmas, and we'll be going on and on and on through all the seasons. And the only one I left out was Reformation Sunday, and it's not because I'm Lutheran; it's because I was hoping to go a little outside the Lutheran Church when I performed this. So we're now at Christmas.
When Jesus Christ was 4 years old, the angels brought him toys of gold, which no man ever had bought or sold. Yet with these he would not play. He made him small out of clay and left them till they blew away.
Some of these just have to be announced. I'm sorry. This next excerpt was written by Anne Frank when she was in the annex. And it's in a little paperback called Tales from the Secret Annex. Everything begins with the little things. For instance, don't only stand up in a tram for the rich mothers. No, remember the poor ones too. Say you are sorry if you step on a poor person's toes, as you would for someone rich. People will always follow a good example. Be the one to set the good example then. Then it won't be long before others follow. More and more people will become friendly and generous until finally poor people will not be looked down upon anymore. Oh, if only we were that far already, that our country and then Europe and finally the whole world would realize that people are really kindly disposed toward one another, that they are all equal and everything else is just transitory. How lovely to think that no one need wait a moment. We can start now, start slowly changing the world. How lovely that everyone, great and small, can make their contribution toward introducing justice straight away. Just as with so many things, most people seek justice in quite another quarter. They grumble because they receive so little of it themselves. Open your eyes. First, make sure that you are always fair yourself. Give of yourself, give as much as you can, and you can always, always give something, even if it is only kindness. If everyone were to do this and would not be as mean with a kindly word, then there would be much more justice and love in the world. Give and you shall receive, much more than you would have ever thought possible. Give again, and don't ever lose courage. Keep it up and go on giving. No one has ever become poor from giving. If you do this, then in a few generations, no one will need to pity the beggar children anymore because they will not exist. There's plenty of room for everyone in the world, enough money, riches, and beauty for all to share. God has made enough for everyone. Let us all begin then by sharing it fairly. 14 years old.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Come unto me and rest. Lay down the weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he hath made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, "Behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him." I heard the voice of Jesus say, "I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I look to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my all. And in that light of life I'll walk till traveling days are done.
This is written by Dorothy Sayers, and it's a very short essay. In ordinary times, we get along surprisingly well, on the whole, without ever discovering what our faith really is. If, now and again, this remote and academic problem is so unmannerly as to thrust its way into our minds, there are plenty of things we can do to drive the intruder away. We can get the car out, or go to a party, or the cinema, or read a detective story, or have a row with the district council, or write a letter to the papers about the habits of the night jar, or Shakespeare's use of nautical metaphor. Thus, we build up a defense mechanism against self-questioning, because to tell the truth, we are very much afraid of ourselves.
I want Jesus.
Love is the part, and love is the whole. Love is the robe, and love is the paw. Ruler of heart and brain and soul, love is the lord and slave of all. I thank thee, love, that I love thee. I thank thee more that thou lovest me.
The cry of the first birth.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is from Madeline Langle, Creation, God's Canvas. It is an extraordinary and beautiful thing that God, in creation, uses precisely the same tools and rules as the artist. He works with the beauty of matter, the reality of things, the discoveries of the senses, all five of them, so that we in turn may hear the grass growing, see a face springing to life in love and laughter, feel another human hand or the velvet of a puppy's ear, taste food prepared and offered in love, smell, oh so many things, food, sewers, each other, flowers, books, new mown grass, dirt. Here in the offerings of creation, the oblations of story and song are our glimpses of truth.
Such a way as gives.
How sweet is the shepherd's sweet lot. From the morn to the evening he strays. He shall follow his sheep all the day, and his tongue shall be filled with praise. For he hears the lamb's innocent call, and he hears the ewe's tender reply. He is watchful while they are in peace, for they know when their shepherd is nigh. God of truth, I ask that I may receive so that my joy may be full. Meanwhile, let my mind meditate upon it. Let my tongue speak of it. Let my heart love it. Let my mouth preach it. My flesh thirst for it and my whole being desire it until I enter into the joy of my Lord, who is God, one and triune, blessed forever. Amen.
Which one?
I have a song, which I'm actually going to take a drink before I sing it. But it's representative of a Lutheran covered dish. And the name of the song is Lime Jello Marshmallow Cottage Cheese Surprise. And it was written, and you know, I really don't know if this man is Lutheran or not. I rather doubt it. But I have sung this in churches where I've gone downstairs to fellowship hall, and there was lime jello, marshmallow, cottage cheese surprise. Well, it wasn't a surprise. Sorry. This was written by William Balcom, who is a contemporary writer, and his wife sung this, Joan Morris, and it's been sung by numerous people. It's a delightful piece, and it's your dessert. Ladies, the minutes will soon be had today. The garden club and weaving class I'm sure have much to say. But next week is our culture night, our biggest, best event. And I've just made a dish for it you'll all find heaven sent. It's my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise with slices of pimento. You won't believe your eyes. I'll top with a pineapple ring and a dash of mayonnaise. My vanilla wafers round the edge will win your highest praise. And Mrs. Jones is making scones that are filled with peanut mousse, to be followed by a chicken mold that's shaped in the shape of a goose. For ladies who must watch those pounds, we found a special dish. Strawberry ice enshrined in rice with bits of tuna fish. On my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise. Truly a creation that description defies. Will go so well with Mrs. Bell's creation of the week. Shrimp salad topped with chocolate sauce and garnished with a leek. Loaf that's crowned with melted cheese was such a hit last culture night, we ask no seconds please. Now you must try her hot dog pie with candied mushroom slices. Those ladies who resigned last year, they just don't know what nice is. But my lime jello marshmallow cottage cheese surprise, I did not steal that recipe. It's lies, I tell you, lies. too generous, thank you. I do have one other piece. I'll send you off with. Oh, this is a blessing. No pain. No pain, I promise. This is from Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel, Evening Prayer, When at Night I Go to Sleep. Off and off you go. Good night.